I go on Erev Shabbos, everybody. It would definitely be more enjoyable to see everybody's faces while I was talking. This week's parasha, Parshas Vayetze, begins with Vayetze Yaakov Me'Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, and he went to Haran. The reason why Yaakov left Be'er Sheva is because his mother, Rivka, told him that he has to run. Barach Lecha El Lavan Achi Harana. You have to run away from Esav because Esav wants to kill you. Yitzchak said, Kum lech padana aram. Yitzchak told Yaakov that the reason he needs to leave is because he has to go find a wife and start a family. But Yaakov is in a very dangerous situation where his brother hates him. He just stole the brachos from him and he wants to kill him. So he has to run. He cannot stay in Be'er Sheva. So really we would think that the pasuk should say, Vayivrach Yaakov. And Yaakov fled. Yaakov was running away. But the pasuk says, Vayetze. So I saw that the reason why it says Vayetze and not Vayivrach is because Yaakov understood that this was a gezeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though he was in a tremendous danger, and even though he had to run from his brother, in the depths of his heart, he saw it as the will of Hashem. And he knew that now it's time for me to go and accomplish something else. I have to go find a wife, and I have to start to build a family. So even though he was in danger, and he was running, and he could have been scared, he worked on himself to be able to realize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that now there's something else that I need to accomplish. Kol ma'ado ovid, rachmana latav ovid. There's a story about Rabbi Elia Meir Bloch Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva in Tells, that after the war, when he came over from Europe, after losing everything, and he came over alone into a new country where he couldn't speak the language and didn't have a penny to his name, immediately he started to build the Yeshiva of Tells. And the people around him were very concerned, and they said he was being very irresponsible. He said, how could you come as a refugee to a new country where you don't know how the country works and you don't have any money and you don't have anything and take the responsibility of building an entire institution? And Rabbi Elia Meir Bloch looked at them and said, what are you saying? I'm not a refugee. I'm here as a Shaliach Hashem. I have to spread Torah in America. Even though he had just been through whatever he had been through and he had all the pain in his heart and all the difficulty and all the nisyonos that it came with, he looked at it as a shlichus of Hashem, that Hashem now sent him to America to accomplish something. We see the same thing with David and Yonason. When Shaul wanted to kill David and David discussed it with Yonason and they were deciding if it was a sakana or not, the lashon in the pasuk is if it's a sakana, David should look at it as lech ki shalachecha Hashem, go, not that you should run, but Hashem is sending you on a mission. And you have to look at it as a mission and accomplish this mission. Rav Matasya, in the entire parsha of Vayetze, there are no psuchos and no stumos. We don't find any peis and samachs. Because I saw somewhere that the lack of any spaces within the whole parsha teaches us that all the events from here and on need to be looked at as one. This is the beginning of Klal Yisrael's establishment as a nation, not really as a nation, that didn't happen until Shemos, but Yaakov is going out to find a wife so that he can build a family and have 12 Shvatim and start Klal Yisrael. And the building of Klal Yisrael and everything that happens thereafter is one big picture. It's one big story. We don't look at it as separate events. We have to look at it as one big picture, including our lives as well. Our lives is part of the big picture. And that helps us with our emunah, knowing that there is a big picture. Rav Matasyahu has an essay where he writes, Rav Matasyahu Solomon has an essay where he writes that a person is mechuyev to prepare himself in life because we're all going to have nisyonos and emunah. We're all going to have nisyonos. There's nobody that's going to be spared from nisyonos. And we have to work on ourselves before they hit so that when we are tested, we have the ability to be able to withstand those nisyonos. One more thing I just want to mention, it was very interesting, Rav Matasyahu Solomon mentions, is that the Satan is mekatrek b'sh'as ha-sakana. And Rav Matasyahu tells us we have to work on ourselves very, very intricately to try not to get nervous and not to fight, and because the Satan has the ability to be mekatreg when there's a lack of emuna. The nervousness and the worried is a little bit, is a small lack of emuna. And it's important for a person to be menuchas ha-nefesh, because the menuchas ha-nefesh is an insurance that will keep the Satan away, that will keep you out of, that will keep us out of a makom sakana, and will help keep the Satan away. So the more we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the less we are in a makom sakana, and the less ability the Satan has to be mekatreg. I just want to sum it up, that the lesson that we learned from Vayetze here is that even when we're in a nerve-wracking or an upsetting situation, it's important that we work on ourselves to stay calm, cool, and collected, because we know it's Hashem who's orchestrating it, and He has a plan. Emuna, the ability to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is really a tremendous gift that we have, because it sort of absolves us of the ultimate responsibility. All we know, we have to know that we have to do our best, we have to keep on trying, but really, it's ultimately in Hashem's hands, and He is leading the way. Have a wonderful Shabbos.